Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review. Ha ha! The Video Game Review. Yeah! The Video Game Review. What what? The Video Game Review. Ha! The Video Game Review. What what what? The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review.
Come on, people, now!
Video Game Review. Don't be hating. The Video Game Review. That's what I have said. The Video Game Review. Keep it real. The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you for that, and welcome to the final edition of the Video Game Review for 2024. I'm Rick Tittle. Nice to have you with us. I've been doing this show many, many years, and this is going to be a show where I tell you my favorite games of the year and maybe games that weren't so good. I'm in no one's back pocket. I will tell you what I think, and here's the great thing about video games is that even if, well, this is actually one of the bad things too, is that I would love to play all of them, but there's not enough hours in the day. There are just too many games, so this is why I rely upon you, my unpaid correspondents, listening. Tell me what's good, what's bad, what's ugly. Come on in and get heard at the toll-free line, 1-800-878-PLAY. Can hear me over this music bed, which is blasting my eardrums out. 1-800-878-7529. There we go. 1-800-878-7529. Get in and get heard, girl, wherever you might happen to be listening. We are around the world on the American Forces Radio Network, Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, Coast Guard, National Guard, Space Force, Delta Force, whatever force you're doing. You are doing a great job. Stay safe. Come home soon. We're proud of you. Keep up the good work. Also on the internet at sportsbyline.com. Go there, click listen live. Any emails, rick@sportsbyline.com. Use that email address for the game I'll give away at 40 after the hour, just about a half hour. Also the cheat code request one. I'll dig it up for you, an older game at the end of the show. We'll do that also. We are on CRN Digital Plus 2, the cable radio network channel. Tune your cable provider, 35 million homes, girl. Also sbnationlive.com as we go through that. Fine network out of Houston, Texas, also. Sirius XM 211, that's the Dan Patrick channel, coast to coast. Great to be on that as well. TuneIn app, iHeartRadio app, Stitcher app, things I don't even know about. Just Google the show, you'll find it. It's only an hour, so we need to get it in and we need to get heard. I'll also let you know the new releases this week, which is basically nada. But what I will do, this is a show. We will look at the best games of the entire year. I'm Rick Tittle. This is the Video Game Review. Come on back and we'll take a look. We'll hear from you. 1-800-878-PLAY. So get on back on the Video Game Review.
Attention men, here's a great way to have more fun in bed and save money. If you want to take something like Viagra, they can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Yes, $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men to improve their performance and confidence. You'll love them. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get 50 or more for around $100. You'll save hundreds of dollars off retail prices. That's enough to buy your date a nice dinner. Don't pay expensive prices for Viagra. Call now. Order 50 or more of our blue pills and pay as little as $2 a pill and save hundreds of dollars. Call anytime for confidential shipping.
Call Steel Man Pills now. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
I love spreading joy with gifts this time of year, but I try not to spread my budget too thin. Luckily, Kohl's has come through for me once again. I just went and used a 25% off coupon to score so many great gifts under $20, like cozy pajamas and fleece, amazing gift sets, and beauty must-haves. So if you're looking to give more for less this season, get to Kohl's. Select styles. Offers end December 24th. Some exclusions apply. See store or kohls.com for details.
Ah, the holidays. A time to come together and reflect on what truly matters.
The KFC Festive Feast for $25.99.
Feel the joy
of 6 original recipe tenders and 6 pieces of hand-breaded chicken.
Family and friends celebrating.
2 large sides and 3 sauces.
The warmth of
11 herbs and spices.
Love. I was going to say love.
And KFC.
Okay, the KFC Festive Feast. Order ahead on the app and feast for just $25.99. Prices and participation may vary. Tax, tip, and fees extra. Online ordering available at participating locations.
Thank you so much, and welcome back to the Video Game Review. I am Rick Tittle, your humble host. Nice to have you with us wherever you are looking. Looking on the radio, 1-800-878-PLAY. Come on in and have a look. 2024, about ready to put it in the books when it comes to video games. And looking at, you know, a lot of times games which are the highest rated does not always mean that they are the best games. Somebody might really like the, we just have different tastes as well. I mean, I've said it before many times, I'm not really a fan of those Naughty Dog games because I feel like I'm watching a movie instead of playing a video game. And everyone raves and like, oh, Drake's Fortune was so great. I'm like, I'll either watch a movie or I'll play a video game. I don't want it to be both. So when you look at games that were highly rated, like I just happened to take a look at, you know, normally I'm looking at IGN, but I also looked at GameSpot. Their game of the year is Metaphor ReFantazio. And they say it's the most grounded and deeply human game ever created. This is an article by Jessica Cogswell. It says, by weaving magical elements with universal topics such as prejudice, poverty, grief, cycles of violence, anxiety, and the role religion and politics can play in both oppressing and empowering people, Metaphor ReFantazio is able to examine humanity with distance and through a unique lens. It poses countless questions to its players, all while admitting the answers might not be simple or absolute. And yet, it places special emphasis on one question in particular. Does fiction have the power to shape our world? Now, I can't clown on this game because they, as a collective, say it's the best game of the year. But when I look at it, it's not very aesthetically pleasing to me. It looks like kind of VHS anime, and that's intentional, obviously. They wanted an old school look. And I'm just not a fan of that era. So I don't know if I want a game that is fraught with heart-wrenching, heartwarming stories and taking the unique lens of religion and politics and how they can help and hinder and prejudice and poverty and cycles of violence and anxiety. That's a lot. But I can see that this game deeply, this isn't just Jessica. I mean, the whole staff had to vote on it. But it touched her, okay? And it touched the staff. And they loved it. They said it was the best game of the year. So this is exactly what I was saying in the open of the show. Everybody has their own tastes. You never know when a game is going to grab you or touch you. You never know when, you know, you think, I'm not a crier, and then you see a movie and you're like suppressing tears. It's like, I can't believe this thing's hitting me where it hurts. And a lot of times that stuff stays with you. So I did not play that game because it just didn't look like anything I would ever want to play. It's just not my, it's not my thing. And I'm not going to run out and buy it, but I will take a deeper dive into why, because I do value the opinions. It doesn't mean I'm going to agree with everyone, but I value people's opinions that do this for a living. And if it's just one person, it's like, oh, cool. You really liked it. But that's not my best game of the year. Now, I look at games that were up for debate. Elden Ring, Shadow of the Erdtree. And this, to me, was a 10 out of 10. Even with those horrifyingly tougher boss battles or bass bottles. Bottles you keep bass in. Just unbelievable, awe-inspiring locations. And everybody had it on the big boy systems. PC, PS5, PS4, Xbox Series X and S, Xbox One. Those are all great games. But you look like Astrobot. Astrobot's Playroom came with your PS5. Remember? And then Team Asobi decided to make Astrobot a full game for the PS5. And a lot of people think that was the game of the year. That was really fun. There was a Metroidvania type game called Animal Well, created by Billy Basso. And it's a lot of people said, oh, game of the year, game of the year. Well, a lot of times game of the year is just what everybody played. There's no doubt that EA Sports College Football 25 is one of the great sports video games of all time. And it's the best selling. I mean, people wait decades to get back in. They're going to get back in big time. And that if what I used to do is I used to do full category. I did every console. I did every genre. And I found that over the years doing that can be a bit tedious. So now I kind of lump everybody together. But if I did still say what's the best sports game of the year, there's no, I mean, despite what EA has done in other areas and 2K, there's no one, you know, the show, I love that as well, but College Football 25 is the flat out winner, bar none. But, you know, and in the next segment, by the way, I will reveal my game of the year. But for me, I don't just take into consideration, oh, what do I think was fun? Because then I'm picking Call of Duty, Black Ops 6, or, and to me, that's not the game of the year because it's, and monotonous is not the right word, but it is very much a routine sequel that comes out every year, sometimes every 6 months. And whether it's through Treyarch or Infinity Ward, you're going to have that game. And so if I was just like, oh, that's my favorite game of the year, whatever it is, my favorite game of the year is not always game of the year, because it's sort of like when you give an Oscar to a movie and you think, oh, my gosh, that was such an amazing movie, but you never want to watch it again. You know, it's like you might say, oh, my gosh, Sophie's Choice or Schindler's List. It's like, what an amazing movie. Oh, you want to watch it again? Not really. It's not super fun. It's just an amazing movie, right? So I take that into consideration as well. But what I do not take into consideration is who was the voice actor and how many pixels did this and what were the specs, and this had better, you know, graphic. This was 60 frames per second. That was only 30. Those don't enter into my consideration. And number one always is fun factor. I do lean towards innovation as well. That's why I'm not going with a Call of Duty game. There's nothing innovative about a Call of Duty game. It's just fun. So it's all kind of an amalgam as you put it all together. And we will get to it on the other side. We'll take a quick break. We will come on back with a discussion of Rick Tittle's Game of the Year on the Video Game Review.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D, gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about, Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917. Do you hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, Car Shield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call Car Shield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with Car Shield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-425-2317. 800-425-2317. That's 800-425-2317.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
The Video Game Review.
Hey, thank you so much, and welcome back to the Video Game Review, Sports Byline USA out of San Francisco, but around the world on American Forces Network, SB Nation. We got Sirius XM 211. Any which way you can get us, we're here for you. Apple applications like TuneIn, iHeart, Stitcher, all that good stuff. One time I Googled this show, and it was all sorts of places. And you know what? That's fine with us. I want as many eyeballs, I guess it's earballs, ears on this as I can. All right. Game of the year. By the way, what's your game of the year? Tell us. 1-800-878-PLAY. 1-800-878-7529. It's live radio, folks. Try me. I was talking to some people about this, and one guy was telling me that Destiny 2, the final shape, was his because he talked about the pressure on Bungie to just deliver a conclusion to Destiny's Light and Darkness saga. I don't think the final shape lived up to those expectations. It was a very stylish game. It was fun. And I mean, it pushed some of those systems to new heights. It's an amazing graphical game. It's amazing what was put into it. But that's not my game of the year. Another friend, she said that Dragon's Dogma 2. This 12 years after the first game came out, and Dragon's Dogma 2 built on those best parts of that huge open world RPG, sweeping fantasy, as you might. It might not be super innovative, but you know, it really immersed people. Hades 2, even in early access, people were talking about Hades 2, like, oh, it's going to be game of the year. So much content. And Supergiant Games made that. And they did expand. They got a deeper combat system. They got a more engrossing story. Don't worry, I'll get to my game of the year. We're not worried, Rick. Kind of a late entry, Indiana Jones and the Great Circle. That's Machine Games, who are entrusted. They always say Wolfenstein, developer of Machine Games. I'm like, all right. Is it John Carmack, id? It's the present day Wolfenstein developer. It's true, but it's a caveat. You got to throw that in, I would believe. But The Great Circle had mystery and mayhem and very exciting, and it got you hooked. And there's no doubt that game is a 9. For sure. And then there are always people that will find the hidden titles. If I just did video games in my career 24/7, I would see a lot more of these. But like, I was told that Lorelei and the Laser Eyes psychological horror puzzle game was the best cerebral game of the whole year. It was just cryptic and challenging and scary as well. But when you talk scary, I think you got to talk about Silent Hill 2, Booper Games. You know, that was a PS2 game. They had to recreate it, a really good job on it. And for you Nintendo fans, of which I am one, I love all the systems. There's room in my heart for everything cool, right? I think sometimes it's like, are you a football fan or a soccer fan? I'm like, both. There's room in my heart for all the great sports. But Paper Mario, The Thousand Year Door. Yeah, that was this year. And It's gameplay that holds up. It's crazy to think it was 20 years ago the first Paper Mario came out. But just beautiful HD visuals, great soundtrack, clever enemies, and just really, really fun game. That definitely was one. Persona 3 Reload. It's a complete remake for the modern age. And a lot of people think it's the best one, the darkest one for sure. Complete overhaul on the combat. I'm not a Persona person per se. How do you like that sentence? But I can see the fandom. A game that's just pure fun, The Plucky Squire. It's very inspiring tale, a lot of puzzles, a lot of shifting between 2D and 3D. It's a little bit Zelda-ish as well, which you can get on the PC, PS5, Xbox Series X, and X, and Switch. Prince of Persia, The Lost Crown. And in an era where everything's 3D, going back to those 2D roots, it's kind of a welcome breath of fresh air, I would think. You know, a lot more Metroidvania elements in the game. The Lost Crown, I thought, you know, it was very finely tuned as well. Not a huge fan of the series. Another game that was a little bit kind of a kitschy little insider's find was called The Rise of the Golden Idol. And The Rise of the Golden Idol, they called it the cerebral tour de force. Now, The Curse of the Golden Idol, that was just 2 years ago. But a lot of very interesting formulas you have to, and it's not a graphical, aesthetically, it's not super pleasing, but it's all about the presentation of those puzzles. Slay the Princess, that came out last year, but then they had a new edition, and it's a visual novel. There's plot twists. This wasn't really for me. A lot of black and white. I mean, the artwork is amazing, but you're basically kind of watching a comic book, and I kind of count it as last year. SteamWorld Heist 2. I mean, the SteamWorld series, this is the seventh game now, and it looks kind of like a Super Smash Brothers type of, of game, but that's good. Thank Goodness You're Here is another one. They say you have to be very much familiar with British culture, drop the tea. Cole Supper's debut, two-person tour de farce, as they called it. A lot of people love that game as well. Another game called Wild Bastards from Blue Manchu, and that's a sequel to Void Bastards, kind of a sci-fi Western game as well. And then people say, what about Warcraft, The War Within? You know, how do you keep a game fresh after more than 20 years? Well, I mean, The War Within was an expansion. So, yes, it was very good. And there's going to be two more. It's part of the World Source saga. So, well, let's just wait till all the other ones come out as well. But my game of the year, there's no drum roll, but I wish I had one. My game of the year is Helldivers 2. And switching from top-down twin-stick shooter to third-person perspective, it's just action-packed alien planets. Arrowhead did a great job with this game. The only complaint I would have would be sort of the monotony of the enemies, because there's basically two kinds of enemies. There were the insectoid things, and then there were the humanoid dudes. But to be in outer space and to go down in a shuttle, which is basically kind of a survival pod, you're basically in a bullet that you survive crashing into the earth, and then you pop out, and then you just go at it. And the weaponry, and the thing that I thought was very interesting about this game is when I first started playing it, I had my behind handed to me. And then I kept playing it. And that's not, you know, It's just like playing any game, especially games where everyone knows the maps and you don't. And you think, okay, I've got it. But I got to the point where I was like, I should be getting better by now. I'm still getting clowned. And then finally it started clicking. It took a minute. It took a little bit longer than it usually does because I consider myself pretty good at video games. I'm not a pro. I don't have a nickname or a pink t-shirt and play esports. But it took a little bit longer. But this game is just so innovative and fun. It's what video games, to me, are all about. I'm more of an FPS guy, but I can go over the shoulder if you want to go third person. And this game got a lot of hype. I want to say it was the spring. It was a while ago. This game got super hyped. But for me, this is what, when I just looked at all the other games that I mentioned and some of the contenders and some great ones, like I said, GameSpot liked Metaphor ReFantazio because of all of those deep, deep, deep issues, those human issues under the epidermis that go inside. I don't need all that. I just want to have fun. Now, if that's there, I'm not going to complain about it, but I'm just saying, to me, it's fun. And that's was, and it wasn't mindless fun. It was close, but I don't need a mind. I just want to have fun. So my choice of game of 2024 is definitely Helldivers 2. I'm Rick Tittle. We'll take a quick break. Come on back. We'll give a game away. We'll get to some of the new releases. I should say new release. Come on back on the Video Game Review.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
800-773-5112. 800-773-5112. 800-773-5112. That's 800-773-5112.
Keep listening for a free virus protection offer. Protect your computer from crashing and online scams. According to national research, one-third of all computers are infected with some sort of computer malware. And one-third of you have been a victim of online fraud. Protect yourself now with My Computer Works. We're an 18-year-old U.S.-based company with a 4.8 Google rating. We've helped your neighbors protect their computers for almost 20 years. And now you too can be protected for less than $1 a day. Get your total PC home support right now. Call our U.S.-based specialist right now and learn about our free offer. And remember, if we can't help you, our services cost you nothing. So call right now.
800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. That's 800-352-7618.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works, and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call call the Veteran Card Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
The Video Game Review.
Rise, Dirty.
Oh, it's the Video Game Review. Rick Tittle with you. Thanks for tuning in. Coast to coast around the world on American Forces. It is the last show of the year. Just gave out my Game of the Year award. All right, it is 40 after, so it's time to give away a brand new game. This game's called The Midnight Crimes. Here's the blurb. Quote, point-and-click detective adventure game. You are a retired private detective investigating the case of a missing child while facing his own past demons. That sounds like it's the kid's past demons. Midnight Cove, the wicked Victorian city you live in, features semi-open world mechanics, side quests, pets, character relationships, and much more. This is for the Xbox Series X and S, the PS5, the Switch, and the PC. I have it here for the Switch. And this is developed and published by Deadly Crow Games. My question is this game about crimes or is this game about cooking muffins? Just let me know. Second correct answer, rick@sportsbyline.com. Once again, rick@sportsbyline.com. We'll win The Midnight Crimes from developed by Deadly Crow Games, published by Deadly Crow Games, Xbox Series X and S, PS5, Switch, and PC for the PC. For the Switch. All right. Thank you for that. Now, as I was saying before, there were some stinkers this year as well. And I did not get to play a lot of these stinkers. But I did kind of take a consensus from the worst of lists, and some of the ones that, and these are all games that rated under 50%, or if you like, 5 or lower on a scale of 1 to 10, correct? Metal Slug Attack Reloaded on the Switch, Looney Tunes Wacky World of Sports on the PS5, PO'd Definitive Edition on the PC, Transformers Galactic Trails, PS5, Stranger Things VR, MetaQuest. I think a lot of MetaQuest went out this holiday season. Jujutsu Kaisen Cursed Clash on the PS5. Those were all bad. But then there were four games that, well, I'll put it to you, there were three games that were horrible, and then there was one that was horrifying. So the three games, those were all bad games I just mentioned. Bad games. The three really lousy games, Food Truck Simulator on the Xbox One. Now, over the years, I have seen almost, and I'm continually surprised, but I've seen almost every type of thing made into a video game. And I just think about Food Truck Simulator. You know, let's just say, you know, a lot of them, the sort of genre of the taco truck, somebody walks up, can I get a chicken quesadilla? Could I get three tacos al pastor? Could I get extra salsa in one? The other two, no lettuce. And then can I get a horchata? Okay, coming right up. There's a I mean, what else is there to it? Now, what, once again, I'm speaking of ignorance because I didn't play the game. And I should never judge a book by its cover, because what if it was the funnest game of all time? But Food Truck Simulator is one of the really bad games. Remember, there's a horrifying one I'll get to in a second. Another one was called Happy Fun Land, which was a PSVR. And didn't sound either of those, not happy or fun. One of them is Devil May Cry Peak of Combat. Now, that's a phone game. And to me, all phone games have a modicum of stink to them. And you can't really put them on a list. But everyone just went out of their way to say how bad it was. And I hope you're not someone that paid big money for a phone game when almost all of them are free, if you don't mind sitting through 5,000 commercials. But, yeah, that game stunk. But if you want a full video game experience, you're not going to get it on your phone anyway, unless you get off on Minesweeper. Now, all those games were really bad. And then the one that was the most horrifying, that it got a 2 out of 10. Now, it could have been worse. It could have been a 1. A 2 out of 10 for almost everyone. Actually, the consensus was 23%. Utopia City. Now, this is where I got confused, because Utopia City was a game that got panned 20 years ago. And if you think about the games that came out 20 years ago, Resident Evil 4, God of War, Psychonauts, GTA, Liberty City, there were a lot of them. Utopia City was this futuristic first-person shooter that everyone hated. And for some reason, a couple months ago, it came out on Steam. And because a lot of people never knew about it because it was so horrifying, it was put into the list of games of 2024. By the way, what it is, you're in this cyber world. It's keeping everyone enslaved. You got to go through these levels, collect artifacts, and then they get you to the mastermind that controls Utopia City, and then you fight them and destroy them. That's not a terrible premise, but the execution just wasn't there. And when you think about a game, I just remember at the time it said there was it says people were like, it's hard to think that, you know, here it is 2005 and a game looks this bad and bland and hazy textures and dull level design. And it's just there's nothing interesting about it. And a PC gamer said perhaps the dev team just asked the pizza delivery boy to do the job to save some pennies for the sequel. And it is weird to see a 19-year-old game pop up, and it even got a 25% introductory discount if you wanted to put it in the library. And anyway, so once again, the two worst games, one is a phone game, which doesn't really count, and the other one, of course, is Utopia City. All right, those are the ones with the lowest reviews for sure. Emails rick@sportsbyline.com. We'll get to the new releases here in a second, which is nothing. Rick, when does the Switch 2 come out? This is from Mary. Not enough people named Mary these days, I would say. Well, look, yes, we heard all the rumors this year, the leaks, the nonstop speculation, and we are going to know more about it in a couple months. That's for sure. They're going to have an announcement. We already know games that will be coming out on the Switch 2. So when they mention games that will be on the Switch 2, you can pretty well be sure that there will be a Switch 2, right? There's going to be a new 3D Mario. There's going to be a new Mario Kart. Surprise, surprise. A new Zelda game. Some people say it's going to be a remake/remaster. There's going to be a new Wii sports style game. It's just all the things that they love. Metroid Prime 4 Beyond. Now, that's an actual live title. We will have a new Animal Crossing. We'll have a new Super Smash Brothers. Maybe something brand new as well. But they lean on those exclusives. But as I said, we do know about Metroid Prime 4. That official announcement is public. That trailer is public as well. And it looks really good. And I'm a huge Metroid Prime or Metroid fan. Metroid Prime, I just said it because one of the great games on the GameCube. And the lighting in that was spectacular. And so we do know that that's going to come. But getting back to the rumors on the Switch 2, they're saying that they will announce it as early as March. Now, some people pessimistically say, yes, they will announce it in March, that it'll be released in 2026. And I don't think that's actually going to be the full deal. I think that it's will do. Look, we've been overdue for a new 3D Mario game because Super Mario Odyssey, believe it or not, is 8 years old. That's the last time we've seen a 3D world from the Switch. So, I mean, even Bowser's Fury, what was that, 3 years ago? That's still not a Mario game per se. But we got Mario Kart 8 Deluxe, the Booster Course Pass, and those times as well. Even a rumor about maybe F-Zero coming back on the Switch 2, F-Zero GX, maybe an entirely new game update on F-Zero 99. The cool thing is that there are 140 million Switches already out there, and Nintendo will be continuing to support that. There's no doubt. They're not going to abandon it like we have seen sometimes. All right. Here is the upcoming game. Yes, one game. And you go, why is that? It's like people are taking time off. That's why. There have been a couple of video game board games, but I don't usually cover that. There's one game, one game, and it's coming out tomorrow. It's called The Knight of Nephiart, and that's Knight with a K, Nephiart, N-E-P-H-I-A-R-T. This is a PC game, and let me read you the blurb. Quote, The Knight of Nephiart is a classic RPG for VR, in which you lead a party as a knight to fight against a demon king. A player can experience the adventure in a fantasy world while looking around 360 degrees in VR. It is developed by VR RPG Inc., published by VR RPG Inc., and this is on the personal computer. All right, we will take a break. We'll come on back, and we'll get to the cheat code. I'm Rick Tittle, and this is the Video Game Review, y'all.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Do you need to sell your home?
If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
The Video Game Review.
Thank you for that, and welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you, closing things out in our customary fashion with the cheat code. First, I want to get to a real quick email from Ken R. Rick, what was your runner-up to Game of the Year for Hellraisers 2? What was my runner-up to that game? Stalker 2, for sure. Chernobyl, not Chernobyl. First of all, it took many years, and it's going to take many years anyway, but it's a little bit harder when your country is being attacked by Russia. So kudos to all those developers in the Ukraine who put out that amazing game. All right. Rick@sportsbyline.com is the email address for a cheat code. Rick@sportsbyline.com. Older ones. This one comes from Crema. I like that game. That means first or number one. They say that in Germany a lot. They go, Prima. Prima says, Rick, how do I get to the Fantasy Zone in Arnold Palmer Golf? I love this question because I completely forgot about that game. That was a Genesis game. That's why I say older games. It's not as old as it can get, but kind of. Going back to the 80s. It was all Arnold Palmer Tournament Golf. And it was one of those very, really cool cheats. What you do is, just at any point, get to the game over screen and go up, up, down, down, left, 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 right, and A. Once again, when it says game over on your Genesis control pad, up, up, down, down, left, 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 right, and A, and you will get to the Fantasy Zone. It's a very cartoony classic, if you like, of a golf course. This is an Arnold Palmer Tournament Golf. You have it sitting around the house, plug it in, hook it up, connect it, and see if it works. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for listening all year, and hopefully we'll have another full year of show coming up. Next week, we'll start it off right here. I'm Rick Tittle, and this is the Video Game Review on Sports Byline.